This morning we have the pleasure of speaking to Acting Sergeant Joanne Arthur, and she's joining us today to talk about everything Christmas. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, today we're going to talk about all things Christmas, as I said. What news do you have for us, Jo, that might make Christmas a little bit more joyful?
Well, Rosemary, there's three things that I'd like to talk about today, and we talk about them throughout the year, but I guess putting it all together for Christmas is a good time to do that. So Christmas has come around pretty quickly this year, I think, and I'm just glad that the Caboolture Christmas carols actually happened this year and that they didn't get rained out. So I heard that it was a pretty good night.
Oh, it was just the other day. It was fantastic. Yeah. Great weather. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to start out with thanking our listeners for tuning in and making Moreton such a great place to live. I live here. I love it. And I work here. And just love being here. So with many of you heading away to enjoy the holidays, we would like to remind you to take care on our roads. Road safety is such a priority, and by planning your trip and having especially if you're traveling long distances, you can do a lot of things to make your trip actually part of your holiday. So you can check the TMR cameras. Most of them are back up and working on the highway now, so you can see how busy the roads are. And if it is really busy or there's been a crash, maybe delay the time that you leave. The driver arriver stops are open. I had a look at the website yesterday and there's quite a few already open, so just check on them. Stop in for a free cuppa and that important break. Stop regularly to avoid fatigue. We want you to get to your destination safely so that you can make amazing 2025 Christmas memories. So that's what it's all about, Rosemary.
It is. Now, Joanne, during the course of the year, we often talk about security and safety around our home, and Crime Stoppers are wonderful, and, you know, everybody that comes in talks to us about it. So tell us what we can do to make sure that everything stays safe while we are away.
So just a few quick tips, because we could talk about this for a long time, I guess, but there's a lot of information out there on our crime prevention page on the QPS website. So you can simply just Google QPS crime prevention and you'll find everything about home security, business security, cars, everything, fraud, anything that you want to find out about is there. But just in regards to your home, obviously let your neighbours know that you are going away. And just to keep an eye out on your house, because you just never know, they might see some suspicious activity, a different car or whatever there, and they can let us know. And they can do that by simply ringing, you know, 000 if it's an emergency, or Police Link 131 444, and that will get us out there. Ensure that your security devices, so your alarms and cameras, if you have them, are working before you go away. If you leave your vehicles at home, take your keys with you. Just make it a little bit harder for them, you know. If you're a tradie who leaves your work vehicle or your trailer at home, try and secure it out of sight if you can. Even if you've got someone with a spare spot in a shed for the time that you're away, don't leave it out visible, and make it a target while you're away.
Yeah.
So just a few things, you know. Obviously lock up your house. And like I said, if you do have those alarms and stuff at your place, just make sure they are working.
Jo, I've got a couple more questions to ask you. Will you stay with me while I pop off to a quick song break? Because we don't want to cut this short at all. So stay with me for a minute longer.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks.
Now, it is my pleasure to have Acting Sergeant Joanne Arthur with us still, and we're talking about all things Christmas. Now, Jo, what advice can you give parents about personal mobility devices before they purchase one as a gift? Now, this is pretty important this year, I think.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Rosemary, we were asking parents to please, please do a lot of research before purchasing one of these devices as a present. It can be very confusing, but don't be dismayed, as being complacent about this important purchase may put your child at serious risk. So PMD, so personal mobility personal mobility devices, are devices that are e-scooters, skateboards or similar devices. Then your e-bikes are bicycles which are assisted by power when riding. So some e-bikes being used on our roads are modified to exceed regulations surrounding power output and speeds, and are considered non-compliant electric motorcycles. So these are the ones that we see on our roads that look like a motorbike. They don't have pedals. They are non-compliant electric motorcycles. These devices require a license, registration, and insurance to use, and they are if they are compliant with the Australian design regulations, which many of them are not, so they are unable to be registered. So the only place that you could possibly use one of these is on private property, and they are not to be used on the roads. So please do not buy your child one of these for Christmas. Do your research. There is lots of information on the TMR website. If that still doesn't clear things up to you, please pop into your local police station and ask. But, yeah, do some research before you buy one.
And, Joe, just on that, rather than just pop into the police station, where can people find out more about these devices?
So on the TMR website, so you just you just search for PMDs or e-bikes on the TMR site, and you'll find plenty of information about them. Also, if you do purchase one, please be careful of where you charge them. Don't charge them in your house. Check the battery warnings. We don't recommend that they are charged inside your house. So also heed that sort of warning.
Absolutely. Acting Sergeant Joanne Arthur, thanks for joining us here on 101.5 today, and for the contribution that the Moreton Police throughout the year contribute to our community. And we hope that absolutely everybody stays safe over Christmas. And Joe, we wish you and our fellow officers a Merry Christmas and a safe and a Happy New Year. And to hear for any of these great road safety or home safety tips, pop onto the QPS interview, and you can hear it all through on 1015fm.com.au. Thanks, Joanne, and a Merry, Merry Christmas.
You too, and thanks, Morton, and stay safe out there, and we'll see you back in 2026.
Will do.